I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
The Coronavirus, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
And it's Debbie and Amy Donaldson. We're talking about Memorial Day, which meant in a lot of places massive pool parties, at least in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Beaches that were packed along the coasts and the malls here in Utah.
I guess there was the malls, the state parks, the roads, so the gas stations.
The question that we're asking, Amy, for our listeners to call in about is, do you feel comfortable going back to places that just as busy before the pandemic was announced?
Do you feel comfortable? No,
absolutely not.
And I think there are a lot of people who don't, but I live with two people who are considered at risk. So I think that that's something that
what
people
you're saying
don't
is
consider.
I don't have an excuse.
Well, but no, I think that most, it's hard to judge someone's life, right? Like, I don't think that you know why someone's wearing a mask or keep trying to keep their distance. You and I have to work, right? Like, we you know, I guess we could say we don't want to work, but you know, I need a job. I know you need a job.
Right.
But we don't have that choice.
My issue is this. I don't want to catch COVID-19. If I have it, I don't want to give it to somebody else. So I'm going to take every precaution I possibly can to not contract it. But I want to get out to our callers, 801-575-TALK. How do you feel about life during Memorial Day? And is this a sign of things to come? Greg from Layton, I understand that you may have caught a flight to California this weekend. How did that go?
That's correct. My wife and I flew out to California on Delta. We went through the Salt Lake Airport. I want to say both the airport authority and the airline seemed to have their act together.
That's nice.
I felt safer on that flight than I did going to the home center or garden center here in the local area.
Was it packed? Was it packed, Greg? The flight?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Was the flight packed, or was it, you know?
Delta blocked all the middle seats in coach and in first class. They only had one of the two seats filled. So the plane was not over capacity in any respect.
Awesome. I have to. I may be flying on June 3rd, so that's good to hear. Did you wear a mask, or what was the mask use look like?
You do get asked to wear a mask when you're on the flight, which is no big deal. It does affect their ability to provide service, but they do hand out water and snacks for you, and then you can eat them at your leisure in your seat.
Do they hand them out, or do they toss them at you from the front of the plane?
No, they have a little bag that's pre-prepared. It's got a sanitary wipe in it to disinfect your hands and stuff, and they hand you that bag. It's a little Ziploc bag with those items in it.
We're talking to one of our listeners named Greg from Layton. We appreciate you calling in. Don't hang up because I've got one more question from you, and that is that you went to California. Did you, once you got there, what was that like?
We flew to Sacramento, and the airport authority there, again, seemed to have things well at hand. The most unique thing was getting on the bus to go to the rental car, and they limited it to 10 passengers. The county we went to, we checked obviously all the websites to check infection rates and things before we went, and we were going to a low-impact county in California, but everything out there seemed to be operating fairly well. Still a lot of restrictions like we had here in Utah. Some restaurants were open for carry-out only and things like that.
Thanks, Greg, for calling in, and thanks for listening to the Dave and Dujanovic Show with guest host Amy Donaldson. Amy, you said you plan on traveling June 3rd. Have you thought about changing those plans at all?
No, it's to see my family. I was actually supposed to run a race that has been canceled, but I talked to my sister who was going to run with me, and we're still going to go up and see my parents. And part of it is, you know, I saw my parents. I was lucky to see them at the beginning of February. But I just don't feel like we get enough time with the people we love, and I've been sort of stressed out thinking, you know, when will I see them if we can't travel? And it's hard when your parents live that far away. And so I'm going to go, and I think you have to quarantine. Alaska's pretty much open, but you're supposed to give an address and kind of stay in the same place.
Oh, okay.
And be careful if you're coming from, especially if you're coming from a high impact area, which Utah's not considered a high impact area. So,
we're Amy Donaldson of the Deseret News joining me live, filling in for Dave Noriega. She's social distancing from her home in Taylorsville for the show today, and we're talking about how life has suddenly seemed to get back to normal for a lot of people after we've quarantined for some 75 days, or at least self quarantined, socially distanced. And over the weekend, pictures surfacing from all over the nation are showing a much different picture. Amy, at Zion National Park, 100,000 masks were distributed in that area. But then the Zion's Park, that scenic drive, was so full Sunday. Of course, it was Memorial Day weekend. Everybody was out and about, it seems like. The park officials had to close access by 6:30 in the morning, and the entire park was full by 11 in the morning. But they did hand out some 100,000 masks. I don't know if everybody chose to wear one or not, but you had said earlier you were wearing a mask all the time when you go out, and you'd actually ask somebody at a store to social distance, and that conversation went south.
Yeah, I mean, I asked her to step back because I was actually at the cash register ring, you know, getting my stuff to leave. And I was standing back from the counter because the guy checking me out was right up against it, and there was no glass between us, no plastic. And I asked, she was right behind me. I felt like she was too close in a regular universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you mind stepping back to the X, because the store had put the X's on the
dot,
ground, as some
yeah.
of them do. Yeah.
yeah.
And she said, why? What are you afraid of? And I said, I am afraid that I will give you coronavirus because I have to work and I'm exposed.
Yeah.
So could you please step back? And she said, no. So I moved away from my stuff. She stood by my stuff until I carry a Lysol spray with me everywhere I go. And
did you spray her with it?
No, I sprayed my stuff and myself.
So was that, yeah. was what were you thinking in that moment that she said no?
I was thinking this is how these things escalate and people get into fights. And I've watched a bunch of online videos, sadly, where people get into fights over this stuff. And I don't want to fight with somebody. I just want them to take me at my word that I'm a risk to them and they need to step back.
I just feel that's flat out disrespectful.
Oh, absolutely. And I think people have couched this like they look at this as is this a moral issue, right? And I think people don't want to be called a bad person if they don't want to wear a mask, and that's fine. But if somebody with a mask asks you to step back, if somebody asked me that with no coronavirus in a different universe, if they said, you know, could you step back? You're standing a little too close to me. I would step back.
Well, Amy, there are those people who go into these stores, and oftentimes it's with the iPhone, you know, turned on, the camera's rolling, and
yeah.
they're trying to spark some sort of a confrontation between, you know, the employee at the store. We've seen that happen, or customers at the store for absolutely no good reason. It's some weird, I don't know, fetish that they're trying to validate themselves in their beliefs, but I, you know, we all woke up in the same free America.
Yeah.
I want my space. The store has set down the rules, which they can do. They're a private company. They can put whatever
sure.
rules they want in place, and we're obliged to follow them unless we want to, guess, get kicked out and banned from the store. But step back to the dot on the floor and just stand there. You have absolutely no reason to be in my space.
And
other than to cause some sort
to
of
cause
a
problem.
Dispute.
Yeah. And would you do that if coronavirus wasn't here? I mean, I think this has always been an issue. I have this issue with people not leashing their dogs in an on-leash area. You have a dog.
Oh, yeah. Do you say something?
And I almost always say, you know, I've stopped because people are so confrontational. And I've watched people just watch us have these discussions where I've tried to explain why. I take a lot of rescue dogs, as you know, and some of them are really great and some of them are dog reactive
sure.
or they're not good on a leash.
Right.
And I try to explain to them, you don't know the situation that I'm in. So please quit telling me your dog is friendly. I don't care. I don't want to have an interaction with you. I just don't understand why you would force yourself. It's this idea that somehow you have the right to make me interact with you in a way that you feel is, you know, that makes you satisfied. Right. And I want to say to you, I want to go on a run or a walk or a hike, and I may not want to have any interaction.
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. They feel that they're more important than you. That is the bottom line. These people that are crowding in closer than 6 feet and totally ignorant of the store's rules and social distancing over your back right shoulder just feel, quite frankly, that they're more important than you. Amy Donaldson,
now I've made you mad.
Wound up. No, because I see it happen. I saw it happen to me this weekend on the trail. It's like, you know, they're 2 feet apart, and I'm on the trail, and I'm social distancing into the river practically.
Well, that's the thing. I go off into the weeds, and they're like, hey, it's okay. And I'm like, no,
it's not okay. It's not okay. Okay. So the U is announcing they'll hold classes on campus in the fall. So I wanted to know what this is going to look like, how it's going to work once the students head back to class. So we're going to ask the University of Utah straight ahead when we get them on the line live.
Dave and Dujanovic.